the States, but it seems like most of you are in VK land. Is that true?
Oh, very good. Nevada. My goodness, haven't been out there for many years. Used to head down to Las Vegas quite often from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. But we're here now in Western Australia.
Well, thanks for the welcome, and I'll be listening to the Nets. I believe it's soon, is that correct?
I understand there's a Net here coming up soon, yes. So we'll be standing by, and we've also got Norm out there in New Zealand. He's on the South Islands of New Zealand, so good to have you aboard, Bridget. Drop in anytime and stay connected. We'll be here. Yeah, I understand there is a Net here shortly. VK6PQQ. Red here in Western Australia.
Oh, thank you very much for this welcome. I really appreciate it. KF7RHB, monitoring.
excuse me. Sorry. Hello, everybody. This is AB9FJ. I will be the net control tonight. But I'm running into some difficulties here. I don't know what's going on with the SDFARC.org website, but so I'm having to read the script from a backup copy that I made, and it may be out of date. So I'll just kind of wing it and ad lib as necessary. So let me take a break here and see if anybody has some as they say, priority traffic. Okay, hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now to allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, AB9FJ, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, Whiskey Alpha Yankee November Echo, and I'm located in Champaign, Urbana in east central Illinois, about 2 hours south of Chicago. My SDF username is JWH, my initials. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink Conference. I would like to thank, oh gosh, this is so old here, this is still referencing Michael there. VK6BQQ Reg is who I want to thank for making this conference available to us for our weekly net. This is a directed net, and a net means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Because we are meeting in an Echolink conference, I can make a note of connected stations, and then I will call for additional check-ins from stations that do not appear on the connected list. So after that, I will go down my list, and everyone will have a chance to greet and make a comment or ask a question. The stations that I have made a note of already are VK6BQQ, KF7RHB, W0TTY, AG5RB, VK2YMU, PU2TLU, and ZL4NORM. So, if you're listening to me now and your call sign did not show up on that list, please come forward with your call sign so I can add you to the list. Okay, nothing heard, so I'm going to assume that everybody is already on the list. Now, one of the things we've been trying for the last, I don't know, half a dozen or so nets is to have some kind of topic of discussion. And last week I brought up podcasts or video blogs related to ham radio or electronics, hobbyists, making, that kind of thing. And I asked people their favorite, podcasts. This week we're continuing on that theme, only now what I'm looking for are websites, like portals or major collections of files. So I will start by mentioning the big ones, ARRL.com. Even if you're not a member of the ARRL, there's a lot of material there that you can browse and profit from. Everybody knows about QRZ. That's where you go to find out, you know, who belongs to that call sign and see their picture and their bio. And it's also good for keeping up with the latest blogs and podcasts. They usually go to announce their latest edition at QRZ, so you can see what's new. And then, of course, you get the comment, and nothing further said about that. And then there's also, I was ready for this just before that. I think it's eHam, that's it, eHam.net. That's where you go for reviews of ham gear. If you're thinking about buying a radio and you want to know if people think it's a good radio, you go to eham.net and look at the review and get the good news and the bad news about whatever radio you're looking at. So those are my main contributions here. Maybe you know something. Maybe you know a website that has some really good stuff. Maybe we don't know about it. So this is your chance to spread the word. So I will now start going down my list here. I will call each call sign in turn, and you will have the floor. The first one on my list here is VK6BQQ. Reg. Okay, nothing heard from Reg. Perhaps he's moved away from the chat for a moment. We'll come back to him later. Next on my list is KF7RHB.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say hello. First time here. One of the sites I really enjoy is the Feld Health Club. So if you're interested in digital modes and things like that, I really appreciate the Feld Health people for being out there, and I really haven't been able to talk to them and their scheduled nets, but I really appreciate that people operating in Feld Health. It's just very interesting to me. I think it's one of the more interesting modes technically. So if you go to the Feld Health Club, you can sign up for a sched, so you can do all kinds of just reading on Feld Health. So Hell Schreiber is really kind of a niche thing, but that's what I like. All right.
Okay, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing here. I've got some background noise. So are you talking about Feld Hill, Foxtrot Echo Lima Delta Hotel Echo Lima Lima? Is that the name of the website?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and is that a .org or a .com or something else?
Well, I believe it's a Google site, actually. They don't seem to have a very good website address that I can just roll off. I don't have it on hand, but it's the Feld Health Club.
Okay, is it a mailing list, like a Google group?
No, they have a website, so you can go through their website, but I don't know the address offhand, and right now I'm on my tablet, so I can't really go look.
Okay, that's all right. We can probably just Google Feldhel and find it that way. Well, thank you. I think you said your name. Is it Bridget?
That's it. Bridget, 1078HB.
Okay, thank you, Bridget. Welcome to our net. And, well, also, let me ask, are you familiar with the SDF.org public access Unix system? Do you have a login on there?
I'm familiar. I just looked up the site online, so I shall be back someday. KF7HB.
Okay, well, you know, we're here every Monday. Well, yeah, Monday Zero Zulu. All right, thank you. Moving along, next on my list is W0TTY. Okay, nothing heard. We will return later. Next, I have AG5RB. Alpha Golf 5, Romeo Bravo. Ross, are you still there? Okay, we'll come back later. Next, I have Victor Kilo 2 Yankee Mike Uniform. All right, moving along, PU2TEOU, Guillermo.
Hello, this is PU2TEOU. Just a quick check on my audio before I start my rant. Can you tell me, Wayne, if I'm being heard properly? Back to you.
You sound marvelous.
Great, thanks for that. So I'm PU2TLU Guillermo from São Paulo in Brazil. My SDF username is G Canary. So having said all that, favorite sites on the internet for ham. So when I guess I mentioned a few of the sites besides podcasts or YouTube, which is mostly what I use for audio / video. What I digged out of my huge list of bookmarks is more around prediction. Right, when propagation is bad, I usually use a site known as BoaCap. Not sure if you guys are familiar with that, but it's really great. I'm gonna post the link in the comment section. Right, so that lets you configure your conditions, basically, with station and what kind of antenna and so on, and it shows you where the propagation is good for certain bands. So it gives you a better chance to hit that station on the other side of the world, especially these days with this solar minimum we're having. And speaking about solar, there's also a lady who does some solar prediction. Right, solar weather. She's known as. I'll post that. Space Weather Woman, I guess that's her name. So I post that when I find the proper URL on the comments too. So those are the ones that are mostly helpful for me to understand what's going on with propagation. So that's what I have for tonight. Back to Unit Control. This is PU2TLU.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yes, I should take a moment at this point to mention that if you are using the PC application for Echolink to join us tonight, there is a chat area in the lower right-hand corner. And if you have a link, it would be good to type the link into the chat there so that people don't have to rely on parsing it from the audio. So, and I see that that's exactly what Guillermo has done here about doacap.com. So, thank you for that, Guillermo. And I think I'm ready to go to the next call on my list. Let's see, ZL4NORM. Norm, are you with us?
Good afternoon from the South Island in New Zealand. This is Zulu Lima 4, November Oscar Radio Mike. SDFU surname is the Mad Scotsman. Funny that. Anyway, a beautiful day down in New Zealand here, 9 degrees Celsius. Beautiful day for winter anyway. A very useful tool I use is Whisper, which is Week's Signal Propagation Reporter, and it's a very good kind of real-time map of where propagation is working. So I find it very useful. I participate in myself. I'm using my secondary call sign. You'll see me on the map there at ZL4 Sierra Yankee. I do have two call signs, so you'll see my radio there receiving whisper data and seeing where I can hear in the works. So on that note, I'll just sort of pass it back over to Net Control. ZL4 NORM.
Okay, yeah, if you could just give us the phonetics, perhaps, for that weak signal propagation reporter website.
Roger, the website is Whiskey Sierra Papa, Romeo November Echo Tango .org. And you click on the map, and it'll actually show you the map. You can also look at different bands and see sort of different types of propagation is happening in real time all over the world. ZL4 NORM, back to Nate.
Okay, fine business, Norm. Thank you for that. So, I'm at the bottom of my list, so let me rewind and try to pick up the stations that we did not hear before. First on the list here is Victor Kilo 6, Bravo, Quebec, Quebec. Reg?
AB9FJ in the group, BK6BQQ. Well, I'm in and out. I'm on the texting here. I've got a cold, so it won't be too long on the air. Back to you, Wayne. Good to hear you in here. BK6BQQ.
Okay, thanks for checking in with us, Reg, and hope you feel better soon. Just to compare, it's 90 degrees Fahrenheit up here. I think that's about, I don't know, 30 degrees something centigrade. So I would trade our temperatures for your 9 degrees Celsius. That I think that's about 40 something, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Jacket weather for sure, but all right. Thank you for checking in, Reg. Next on my list is W0TY.
Open spot connected to Grandmaster 3102.
I'm not sure I copied that. It was kind of muffled there. It sounded like it was something coming in from Brandmeister. Was that W0TTY or was that somebody else? Because the call sign I saw was different.
Okay, and CQ on 91, CQ worldwide, Delta Golf 7, Bravo Sierra Tango. Delta Golf 7, Bravo Sierra Tango, calling CQ.
Yes, Delta Lima 9 Alpha, Kilowatt Alpha.
Ja, Delta Lima 9 Kilo. Fragezeichen. Ja, wir sind jetzt ja weltweit, aber ich, ja, grüß dich mal eben ganz schnell. Geht Q5, Delta Golf 7, Mavo Sierra Tango. Dein Name Thorsten in der Nähe von Bremen.
Ja, Thorsten, schönen guten Abend. Aber Thorsten habe ich verstanden, aber der Rest fehlt mir. Und hier ist Delta Lima 9 Alpha, Kilowatt Alpha. Ich heiße Bernd und da hause ich in Thüringen, Nähe Saalfeld an der Saale. Bitte Thorsten.
This is AB9FJ on the TechLink conference here, and I think we're getting some interference from the HAM conference. We're trying to have a net here. It'll probably be over pretty soon, so if you could give us a few minutes, then you can have the conference to yourself. Okay, let's see if I've got it. Oops. Okay, all right, I think I've got it here. So let me just try again. W0TTY, are you with us this evening? Okay, I don't hear W0TTY. How about AG5RB, Ross?
Ist hier mein Gerät hier im Moment hier. 73, alles Gute, Thorsten, und vielleicht hört man sich mal wieder. Delta Lima 9 Alpha, Kilowatt Alpha 73, Servus.
Alpha Golf 5, Romeo Bravo, are you with us? I should take this opportunity to repeat that we are the SDF-ORG, well, the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's SDF, Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for, I'm usually able to rattle that off there, something Domain Fortress, Super Dimension Fortress, yes. And we have an amateur radio club. SDF is a public access Unix system, and you can find out more about us by directing your web browser, to sdf.org. So, we're about 23 minutes into our net, and I think we'll probably be out of here in the next 10 minutes or so. And going down the list of call signs that have been heard, but who we have not heard reports from. So, we just tried AG5RB, and next we have Victor Kilo 2. I think it's Yankee Mike Uniform. Okay, nothing heard from Robert. So, at this point, I should also ask, are there any stations who would like to participate in the net who have not had a chance to be acknowledged and to check in? So please come forward now.
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee.
Ah, hi there, Robert, VK2DY, go ahead. Were you here when I explained what the topic tonight is?
Good morning, this is Robert, VK2DY, in Metropolitan Sydney. Yes, I was definitely there this morning when you started the explaining what the topic was. It is... a very different day today. We've got rain for the first time in Sydney in about a month, I think, and it's coming down quite nicely, so definitely what we need here. It's only 12 degrees Celsius, so quite a change. It's still winter weather. It's actually perfect winter weather. I'll reset for a second. So one site that I find useful is vkham.com. It contains a lot of information, classifieds for Australia, a lot of information that is specific to Australia and is gathered in one place, and I find very useful. And I also find Facebook itself very useful. I've gotten code plugs and all sorts of good stuff off of Facebook. So those are my two contributions for today. VK2DY, back to group.
Okay, let me just make sure that I copied this correctly. Was that Victor Kilo Hotel Alpha Mike.com?
That's correct. Victor Kilo Hotel Alpha Mike.com. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mike. I also have a call sign here on my list, Kilo 5, Golf India Juliet. I don't know why that's on my list. Was that a station that showed up? I don't see it. It's K5GIJ, are you listening? You want to check in? I'm not sure it's GIJ. Maybe it's GCJ or something like that. Anyway, is there anyone who's been waiting to check in and has not been called upon? Okay, well, I think we're coming to the bottom of the net here. So, does anybody have any comments before we close the net out? Okay, well, before I wrap it up, I do want to make another plea. We would really like to have another one or two net control stations on the team. So if you think that you might like to be a net control, please contact me on JWH at SDF, or you can contact SMJ at SDF, or drop a message into the SDF ARC mailing list. That's SDFARC-L at SDF.org. So, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's see, what is it, 0030. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ73, everybody.